Brother Richard, yes.
So, shalom to everybody. Good evening from here. But I think United States is not that evening. The weather is a little bit cold, but still it's spring. And this is the first day of this year. So that's may Hashem be blessed. May our Father, Heavenly Father, be blessed, because he opened our eyes to understand and to be in his time. As you agree, maybe all of you, we have a calendar that is in the Bible, that Noah kept, that Abraham kept, that Yeshua kept, that his disciples. And we have other calendar also. We have Nicol calendar, and we have the common calendar, or Gregorian, Julian, Roman, whatsoever is the name. But according to the biblical calendar, we have a few appointed times, say in English, is in Hebrew we know. And the first mention is in the first book of Moses in Genesis. And appointed times is very nice, because create an image like we have an appointment somewhere. Like we go to the east, or so we have an appointment time to go there. And we're supposed to be in that specific time there. Here in the Bible, there is a little bit different, but it's more, the context is bigger, because at the appointed times, Elohim will show up in that time. So it's just about what we will do. We will be in that time, or we will miss the point. As you know, Yeshua says about Jerusalem in Matthew 23, I think, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. If you was able to understand this time of your visitation, I think that's the. So it's a time. So this is the day. And because of this day, we can count and be in time with other festivals. So in this festival is the first of the day. I cook some fish here, and I have in my oven. I'm so sorry that you are not here. I cannot offer you. So we make a little bit joyful day, this first day. And then we look to the first Shabbat. This is amazing. I am thinking that Adam was created in this month. Even there are other traditions that think that Adam was created on the seventh month. I don't know the old opinions that you have, but regarding this Shabbat will be the first Shabbat that Adam was entire there. But the first day that we have mentioned here is in Exodus chapter 12. It's the 10th day. The 10th day is Friday, let's say like that, the sixth day of the week. I have in front of me the calendar. So on that day, we're supposed to choose, or then the first time they choose a lamb from 1 year. It's almost a ram, because it's 1 year old. It's a perfect male that can be sacrificed. So on Gospel chapter 12, I'm reading from the English Standard Version. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus, Yeshua, came to Bethany. So all the days that are here are made. Moshe was writing what Yeshua told him. So this is the 10th day when supposed to have the lamb inside the house and keep it till the 14th. It's we have in Israel, for example, on 13th of the month, all the firstborn, the male firstborn that is born not from a Jew, because the firstborn of Egyptian die in Egypt, and from other reason also. We have also, if somebody taking consideration Purim, also on 13 of the last month of the year, we have also a fast day. But the point is that we prepare before 14. It's the big day. And as we know, the Yeshua kept this calendar. There are scholars in Hebrew University in Jerusalem and in Haifa and in Paris somewhere, I know also, it's a Catholic scholar, a woman. They try to see, and they see in the gospel two calendars, Yeshua and his disciples and some of the priests, the Kohanim, they kept this calendar. And the rabbinical calendar from Babylon. And on that calendar, as we know, the year begin on the seventh month and the day begin on the sundown. And that's make a different understanding and counting of the days. So on 14 days, on 14th of this month, in the kind of 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the disciples sacrificed and Yeshua it them a short hallel from Psalms 15 till 100, and that supposed to happen till 12 o'clock at midnight. We have two types of Pesach. We have the Pesach from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, that was once. And then we have a Pesach that we live or we re-experience every year. And as we have, it's a tradition there that was the first Exodus. And the second one will be the biggest one when everybody will go back in the country, in Eretz Israel. So on 14th day, Yeshua keep the Passover, the lamb, the meal, and this is 14th day. So it's important to have this day also, and it will be nice that we will be in that specific time with Elohim at his table. Then we have the next day is 15. On 15 is the first day of Sot, of unleavened bread. On this day, it's a holy convocation. All males supposed to be in Jerusalem to eat the unleavened bread. And this is taking seven days. It's longer, 7 days. What is interesting here, in 19 of the months, begin a week of the Pentecostal calendar. Some scholars think that what is written at Gezer, what they call archaeological in Gezer, that calendar that it's about this Pentecostal. What does mean Pentecostal? Means that 364 days that the year, it's divided by 50, and that means 7 parts of the year. So this calendar was kept by the priest, the Kohanim, and it's connected with the Jubilee. So I work a little bit to understand this, but there are more things to understand about this calendar. The point, the important point or the useful point here is that from 19 till 26, it's a week that we integrate here to keep this track. So from 26 begin the first cycle from the seven on the year. So on 26 is also the first shift. The 26th is also the day that is talking about our Yeshua, that he is the first one who was raised from the dead. He is the first one, and after him, when the time will come, everybody that belongs to him will also be raised and will get a new body and prepare for the new creation. So the last day of the Matzot, of the Unleavened Bread, is 21. And these are the days that they are with appointed times in the first month. So I read from the Bible in 3 years consecutive. That's the tradition from the Biblica Hebraica Stuttgartensia. There are some scholars that in Jewish encyclopedia, it's on the internet, they say that in the time of Yeshua, they think that many from Israel and the Yeshua and his disciples use this type of reading the Torah in 3 year linears. So because of that, in the third month, that will be the month of the Shavuot, we will read the Isaiah 61, the passage that Yeshua has written in Nazareth, and when he says, "I come to set the captive free." So that's the time when he says, he has on the mountain, the Ashrei Haish, blessed is the man, blessed. We have 8 blessing there. That's the constitution of the kingdom, some say. That our German King Bismarck says that the world cannot be ruled with that statement from the Sermon of the Mount, from the Matthew. So these are the festivals. What I want to say about this month a little bit more, I have study by myself about this. Yaakov, the patriarch Yaakov, he said he gave a special blessing to every of his children. So we know that he has 12 children, and he gave a special blessing to them. So in this month, this is the month of Yehuda. Judah, how we say that in English? And for him, the sign is Gur Aryeh. Gur Aryeh, it's a young lion. It's like on the constellation, we have the lamb. Also, we have a lamb, but it's a one-year lamb. It's not a little kind, and it's not an old one. It's 1 year. So the same with the lion. The lion says Gur Aryeh, it's a young lion. Young lion is a strong one, is not an old one. So this is one of the signs, but on this month, everything begins. In this month is, if you talk about Adam, if you talk about the Bible, the Genesis, everything is start in this month. So this is the sign of the month. This is the central theme of the month, the beginning of everything. So this is very important for everybody to be in his time, and in this month, Elohim will give us the seeds for all this year. So I want just to conclude with the hope and with the prayer that Elohim may bless us to be in his time and give us in this year more revelation, because we live in such not easy time. May God bless us. That's all.
Thank you very much, Brother Yiyao. Hold on a second here. Let me mute myself.